enshrined in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
That music means it's time to spout off. You know, I had all kinds of things planned, and I probably still do, along with a couple of guests. And by the way, welcome to Spouting Off. I'm Karen Cataline. You can join us if you're listening live at 1 p.m. Eastern, 603-816-1590. If you happen to be listening to the news, and I know some of you listen to this show after the fact, the miracle of the internet, we put this show on my website and at the website WSMN.live, you know that the news report that preceded our show was a veritable treasure trove of commentary. Some of it is relevant to what I have to say today, but I definitely have comments and thoughts about pretty much, I don't know, four out of the eight stories that were reported there in that newscast. First and foremost, of course, is the State of the Union tonight. Will you be watching? In my notes, I have they're taking bets. You know, there's all kinds of bets and odds as to how many times Joe Biden will say the balloon. He'll just say the word balloon. And then a whole lot of other things, and whether they are, what their odds are. I couldn't quite understand this, but things like Pennsylvania, like Scranton, like Putin, China, threat to democracy. That's three words. Let's see, Super Bowl, I doubt it. I don't know. Are you taking bets? You know, it's interesting, Twitter is even odds that Biden will mention Twitter. But here's what I heard on the newscast. Tim Kaine said, well, of course he has to emphasize his wins, but he also has to, I don't know what he said after that because I had to pick my jaw up off the floor when he said, of course he has to emphasize his wins. What wins has Joe Biden had in roughly 4 years, three and a half, whatever it is? Let's see. We have a wide open border that is putting Americans in danger. We're at war and depleting our military assets by possibly fighting a proxy war with Russia in Ukraine that Hillary telegraphed a long time ago that since Putin didn't go along with the Great Reset, not sticking up for Putin now. There's a lot of evil to go around, but are you believing the media that has been telling you that Zelensky's a great guy and not a part of any one world order reset, Great Reset, which is not a conspiracy theory, by the way. It is out there for everyone to see. So Tim Kaine says that he should emphasize his wins. Do you think any media person would ever ask the Democrat, Tim Kaine, what wins he's referring to? How about the wins of the drastic increase in child sex trafficking, crime going through the roof, every big city in America turning into, God forbid, I even hate saying it, a toilet. Every big city is riddled with crime, drugs, tent cities, pooping on the street. Every city, big city, is controlled by Democrats. But of course, Democrats in control never have to say, I'm sorry. I guess they're playing love story. We, you know, saying love means never having to say you're sorry. And we love you, America. That's why we're saddling you with defunding the police, making Americans less safe, leaving Americans defenseless with less police and no rights or dwindling rights to the right to self-defense. Everywhere you turn, there is a growing food shortage, inflation. What wins is Tim Kaine talking about? I guess he's depending that people who hear him say that, he's insulting their intelligence and insulting all of our intelligence, that somehow he knows the wins that nobody else does. And that's what the national media always does. They put out some kind of narrative that Biden has had wins. I wonder if tonight at the State of the Union, he'll have a blood red background and he starts to divide America along the lines of people who agree with the radical left and those that actually believe in the Constitution. And he would paint them as, quote, a threat to democracy. Let's see, in the lexicon of the left, if you're concerned about liberty, if you're concerned about constraint of government to protect our freedom, our God-given freedom that the Constitution has been enumerated to explain, you are a threat to democracy. How about that? Sarah Sanders is set to offer the rebuttal. And it is interesting in the newscast where it said, these speeches are always written before the actual State of the Union. And I guess for the most part, it's easy to predict what Biden is going to say. I mean, I would expect enormous odds against Biden saying, we are all communists now, and you better comply, or we're going to come to your door like we did Donald Trump. We're going to trump up charges, little t, to throw you in solitary confinement if you show up to a protest of our government. Everywhere we turn, there are government agencies that seem to be setting their sights on American citizens instead of enemies abroad. And those same agencies seem to be giving a pass to enemies abroad, enabling them, ignoring them, such as the Chinese Communist spy balloon, which we now know the Biden administration knew about from the very beginning, let them scan the country. And gee, you know, China didn't tell the truth when they said it was just a weather balloon that went off course. And you know what? What a shock. You know, they don't tell the truth. Then we found out there was a balloon similar to that in Latin America. And remember, everybody else entered into the fray, and I guess I did too to some extent, with the chaos. Well, maybe it's a psyop. Maybe we should ignore it. Maybe it really is a weather balloon. Maybe they wanted us to shoot it down so that we could all be going crazy. You know what? All of that chaos is a psyop, because they win when people run around like chickens with their heads cut off. Can you imagine any American president allowing a communist foreign power flying something like 4,000 feet above America, spying on America and spying possibly on our military depleted assets? Can you imagine that? It would have been shot down in a heartbeat. But no, today the administration, which many people believe has been bought and paid for by the communist Chinese, there is evidence to suggest that they have to dither around and make excuses. Now China is saying they're going to protect their rights. Another question that will never be asked: are they going to protect their rights to spy on their enemies? Is that their right? You know, sometimes the most obvious question is the right question to ask. Here's another question. You heard that Bed Bath & Beyond is doing a Hail Mary funding. I remember most people stopped shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond when they summarily became woke and decided to stop selling MyPillow and Mike Lindell's products. Not because the product wasn't good. Everybody agrees the product is good. You can use it or not buy it. That's your choice. But Bed Bath & Beyond decided they were going to go woke. And guess what? They're going broke. That keeps happening. Yay for the everyday citizen who's been voting with their feet. I won't shed a tear if Bed Bath & Beyond goes out of business, along with PayPal and Woca-Cola. That being said, I still believe in the free market. Here's one more story, which I have pretty much time to say. This was also in the news. It's amazing. California cannabis. Now they want to have California cannabis smoking bars, you know, so that they can be a cannabis destination. Who says California never was a cannabis destination? But here's what I was thinking about when I heard that. And remember, I'm a native of Denver, Colorado. I no longer live there, but it broke my heart to see, it breaks my heart to see what has happened to the great state of Colorado and the capital city of Denver. Now, I always had libertarian views about the legalization of marijuana, but when I saw what it did to the state of Colorado, I changed my tune a little bit. Not because I'm less libertarian, I'm still for liberty, but the government is using it to make money. The government is using it to grow government and to attract leftists to certain states like Colorado. The roads are unsafe, are less safe in Colorado, and they promised that there would be no black market once it became legal. Well, that's not true because the government in its greed is making the black market healthier than ever because the government can't stop taxing and draining the assets out of the cannabis market. So the biggest question, and I'm almost done, is how come California went crazy over tobacco and shut down people's rights to smoke tobacco, but now they're opening cannabis bars in California? Have you ever seen an ounce of consistency on the left, or is it as changeable as Colorado weather or New Hampshire weather for that matter? Just keep asking those questions. That's what Spouting Off is all about. I'm going to be back after this with our very first guest. You're listening to Spouting Off here on WSMN and all across the country. Stay tuned. More to come.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off here on 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM. We have other stations that pick our show up either live or eventually, and it is the magic of internet broadcasting that we can do this show from anywhere, but our home base is the Live Free or Die state of Nashua, New Hampshire. Well, I'm delighted to welcome our first guest, Navy Captain Bob Carey, leads Veterans Ready for Ron, and that means DeSantis. His organization is actively engaging veterans, military, and family voters, veterans organization leaders. Carey had previously led the RNC's highly successful veterans program and numerous veterans and military engagement campaigns. Welcome, Bob Carey, to Spouting Off. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, you say that Republicans need to move away from Trump and towards Ron DeSantis. Why do you say that?
I like DeSantis because the man gets it done. You know, he's a veteran, and it's not very often that the SEALs will give a Navy attorney a bronze star. But he did enough for them that they recognized him when he was in Iraq and gave him a bronze star. But it's not just that. You know, he went from barely winning the election in 2018 for governor of Florida to winning it by almost 20 points. That's not a whole lot of more snowbirds moving down from New York and Ohio and Michigan to Florida. That's people that voted against Ron DeSantis in 2018 that voted for him this time. And why? Because they see him being a successful executive, that he knows how to get it done and he knows how to do it right. And so, you know, that's why I like Ron DeSantis, and I think that he would make a great president.
Okay, well, and you're here to make your case. What I want to know is, you know, when the world was sane, which it isn't now. And I suspect you may agree with me, right, Bob? I mean, there's something
there are some things we could do different.
All right, but we've crossed the Rubicon in this country where communist policies are actually being imposed on the American people from within. If you disagree with me, we could certainly go there.
No. I mean, look at the vote that happened yesterday or last week, where 85 members of the House. Democratic members of the House voted against a resolution that said, you know, socialism was not a good thing. And they voted against that, you know, because apparently they think socialism is a good thing.
That's right. This is the giant elephant in the living room, and I'm not talking about a Republican elephant. I'm talking about an elephant, which the policies that we're seeing, the tactics we're seeing going after enemies using the FBI and other agencies and weaponizing them against their opponents. You know, gee, once upon a time that used to be called obstruction of justice and abuse of power. Now it's just the norm. Here's what I'm getting at, and we're talking to Bob Carey here, Navy Captain, and thank you for your service.
My honor.
In the old days, putting your faith in the right candidate was the right thing to do. If we could just find the right candidate, boy, we'll win. And that presumed that we had a fair system, we had reasonable election integrity in which people's votes mattered. Now, if you even ask that question, even though Democrats asked it Gore v. Bush, they've been asking it whenever they don't win. Now we have evidence that they've been fiddling with our elections, but we are not allowed to ask that question. Here's what I ask you. You could run, in my opinion, you tell me where I'm wrong, you could run Mother Teresa, Tom Brady, and Abraham Lincoln all rolled into one. And if we do not have honest, fair elections and unite behind that issue, it won't matter who runs. Your thoughts?
So I used to run the Federal Voting Assistance Program in the U.S. Department of Defense, and that was the agency that helps military personnel and their families be able to vote from overseas. And so I have a pretty significant experience in election administration. And I firmly believe that for an election to be free, it has to be fair. And for an election to be fair, it has to be transparent. And anyone should be able to come on in and recreate the results doing the election themselves, counting the ballots themselves. And so the problem, and the problem we have is that we've said too many times, just trust the election administrators. No, you don't trust anyone in the government. You have to have sovereignty lies with the people, not with the elected officials. And so the people have got to have the ability to go in and check things on themselves. In the Georgia 2020 Senate runoff elections, I actually brought a lawsuit against a couple counties in Georgia for exactly that. They were hiding the ballots behind obstructive barriers, and we won. But you have to know, the ins and outs. And this is where I believe, and this is what the Ready for Ron campaign is going to do, is that we're going to teach, in my case, veterans the ins and outs. It all comes down to the ground game. It all comes down to how elections are run. And so, we can decry all we want about long lead time, early voting or mail-in voting or ballot harvesting. But where it is legal, we have got to be better at it. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be holding classes to teach veterans how to be able to monitor elections and also how to be able to engage in the electoral process leading up to elections so that we are even better at these, at how we run these things and how we run these campaigns than any progressive will be.
Bob, I'm going to say what I think a lot of listeners might be thinking, and I'm going to have the guts to use the C word. The left has been shown again and again in Arizona, in the battleground states in 2020, they have been shown to be cheating. So while you're teaching veterans how to play the game honestly, if the same people who are able to cheat, either electronically or elsewhere, and I am not, this is a speculation on my part, then what difference does it make?
Because we have to hold
people accountable for criminal behavior. Cheating in elections is a crime. It's a felony, is it not?
It is. But see, the problem is that for too long, we have talked in broad generalities. And that doesn't win lawsuits. That doesn't win court cases. What wins is knowing the specifics. So if you and so in the 2020 runoff, in the 2020 senatorial runoff in Georgia, because we knew the specifics, we were able to win our lawsuits. Others, there's about 25 total lawsuits. We were the only ones that were victorious because we knew the law. So yes, cheaters have to be held accountable. Cheaters have to be exposed. Cheaters have to be found out. But the only way we can do that is when we learn the laws ourselves and we learn the tactics ourselves so that we can then say, no, they violated section umpty scratch of this section of the law here, and they violated this section over there, and they violated this section over there. When you talk with that level of specificity, the courts don't ignore you. When you talk in broad generalities, they say,
well, if they're not bought courts by of law, George Soros, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry to be so cynical, but... instead of spending so much time on one candidate versus another, which only splits the party, which is exactly what the Democrats want. They're going to keep on putting up candidates because they are so deranged over Trump that you're helping them divide the party, I think. Plus, do you really think that any candidate who became the Republican nominee wouldn't get the same exact Trump treatment? Because they put him through a paper shredder. Trump was not, it wasn't because Trump was egregious as a person or a candidate. It was that Trump actually challenged their communist agenda and had the guts to do so. Anybody who does that, whether it's DeSantis or others, is going to be put through a paper shredder. Trump has already been put through that paper shredder. That's just my thoughts. Your turn.
I worked hard to get President Trump elected in 2016 from the RNC. And I voted. I wasn't that involved in politics in 2020, but I voted for him. But the fact of the matter is that, one, I already talked about what I believe to be Governor DeSantis's competency. But two, I don't mind hard-fought primaries. The party is not about the party officials, either at the state or the national level. The party is about the voters. We had a very hard-fought primary in 2016. And the president still won. President Biden had a very hard-fought primary in 2020. Heck,
except for one thing, the Democrats all at one time in one swell foop, they all dropped out of the race because Biden.
Well, but Vice President Harris was eviscerating the president in the
until
the debate.
She wasn't.
Until she wasn't.
They orchestrate everything. They orchestrate everything.
Well, you
but
know
go
what?
Ahead.
Let the voters decide, I mean, that's what elections are about, is to allow the voters to decide. And I don't think that we have to, just pre-anoint a candidate at this point and say, this is the person
it's
going to be.
I don't agree with that either. And you make some superb points. Nobody is suggesting that we pre-anoint anybody, but the game has changed. The chessboard is very different than it used to be, and it just makes me uneasy to have us playing the game the same old way. Oh, this is the guy. This is the guy.
I'm not saying
I don't
this
care
is the
who
guy.
The candidate is anymore. Well, if we don't have honest elections, and if we have communists who are trying to put down dissent.
But the way that you defend the system you want is by knowing the system you have. And that is what we're going to teach. We are going to teach people the ins and outs of campaigns. We're going to teach people the ins and outs of election law so that then they can competently evaluate and hold accountable those election officials so that we can make sure that we maximize the opportunity for a free and fair election.
Okay. Well, I love your enthusiasm and your passion. And I don't disagree with you that in a normal world, having fair primaries and people voting for the candidate of their choice is normal and reasonable. What else do you want to say about your current campaign to draft Ron DeSantis? And would you consider, I'm not even sure it's legal. I have not gotten an answer on this. If we could have a Trump DeSantis ticket, I would love to see that. I have talked to even the likes of Dick Morris and others who disagree on whether the two candidates can be from the same state or not. But that
I think
would
the
unite
Constitution
the party.
Says they cannot. I think the 11th Amendment says they cannot.
Yeah, but you know what? There are other people who say it doesn't say that in the Constitution.
Well, you
know
what?
It doesn't say that they can't be, but if it were legal, what would you say? Because that might, under normal, reasonable circumstances, assure a possible vice presidency for Ron DeSantis, and maybe in a world, a utopian world, two terms for Ron DeSantis as well.
I would be happy for President Trump to decide to move back to New York and become Governor DeSantis's vice presidential candidate.
I think that's not going to happen. Most people who have been president already are not going to go back to that. So you would not support, drafting a Trump DeSantis ticket if it were possible
If that's how the convention turns out, I'll support it.
Okay.
But that's what the primaries are for. That's what the convention is for.
Excellent. Well, you've got a couple more minutes, and I'm going to give you the floor.
Well, one, people can go to www.readyforron.com and sign our petition to convince Governor DeSantis to run. And right now we have 125,000 signatories. On Election Day of 2022, we had volunteers in 8 states talking about going at the election polls, getting people to sign these petitions. I think we were the only folks that were working in 2022 for 2024, because we believe that, not only is he a good candidate because he knows how to get things done, but also because he has a pretty limited view of government. I mean, I don't believe in the man or the woman being the savior of our governmental system. I believe that what saves our governmental system are the systemic controls that we put in place that recognize the natural rights that each and every one of us have. And so, and what I have seen consistently out of Governor DeSantis is that he has put into place in Florida those types of controls. Not about
him. One last real quick question. If you begin to see that dark money, establishment Republican money, deep state money guts behind Ron DeSantis, are you going to be a little bit suspicious? Because I will be.
Well, I'd much rather have that problem than try to conjecture on it if it does.
You
come
want
up
that problem?
If someone wants to give us money, because we're a political action committee, if someone wants to give us money, it doesn't mean that we have to. They don't control us with it.
How politics works. Them with the money calls the shots. Tell everybody can find you once again.
www.readyforron.com. www.readyforron.com. And for the veterans, it's /vets.
Okay. Bob Carey, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your time as well.
My pleasure. Yeah, it makes me a little nervous, and I hope that was a fair interview. I think it was, and he's welcome to come on the show anytime he wants. I don't know. Makes me nervous to focus on the wrong things, but that's okay. That's what conversations are about. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read The Difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and The Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. So good to have you along on the program. And we're going to wrap up this hour with a visit from Joey Lynn Massaros, who we haven't talked to in a very long time. She is on the roster at Right America Media. She does a show of her very own. We'll let her talk about that. But the last we heard, Joey Lynn and her husband, Robert, were in the crosshairs of the government, I guess. I've never quite understood the charges, and I'm not sure she did either. But she's going to give us an update. Simply, now we're finding out with the Congress deciding to go after, the House is actually going to address the idea that certain governmental agencies, alphabet agencies, are being weaponized against the people and turning against the people. And Joey Lynn is an example of that. Welcome, Joey Lynn Massaros, to Spouting Off again. Once again, good to have you.
Hey, Karen, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be back. You're absolutely right. These alphabet agencies have been weaponized against the American citizens. I think predominantly a lot of that groundwork was laid in Obama's presidency, and we're seeing the after effects of that being played out now that Biden's in office.
Oh, my. Well, first off, tell everybody where they can hear your show, because aren't you on Right America Media? I know you are one of our sponsors here on Spouting Off.
Yes, I have a show called No Left Turns with Right America Media. It is archived on the website under previous shows. I'm currently taking a small respite or a small break from producing shows only because things have been excessively stressful with the lawsuit, but should be ramping up again here in the next couple of weeks.
Mm. So in a short of fashion, and I know you're good at this because you've had to tell a whole lot of people about it, give us the background on this lawsuit so we can understand where you're at now. How did it start? What were you charged with? And how come you still have a lawsuit?
Yeah,
you're
great,
named in
great
one.
Question.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is kind of hard to wrap your brain around because this just isn't the kind of thing that should be happening to American citizens. But there are no charges because this is not a criminal matter. This is merely a civil lawsuit that Democrat politicians, White House officials, and liberal influencers have put together with progressive nonprofits funding their efforts and a team of over 20 attorneys to sue me, my husband, and a couple of other individuals for flying Trump flags in a Trump train formation with our vehicles next to the Biden bus when it drove through New Braunfels, Texas during early election 2020. So, you know, there was no laws broken, no crimes committed. We exercised free speech under our First Amendment right to do that according to the Constitution. But because they felt offended, triggered.
You flew flags? So they can't, wait a minute. You flew flags and you were in a protest, or was it a counter protest?
It was a counter protest. Essentially just an exercise.
That's loud as far as I know.
Yeah. So the Biden staffers were driving through Texas in the Biden-Harris campaign bus, and we drove next to them on a public highway because we hoped to get media attention.
Okay, we've lost her. Yeah, I don't know if I'm still on the air. Art, am I still on the air? Because we've lost Joey Lynn. We've lost Joey Lynn.
Yeah, try now.
Okay.
Joey Lynn, are you there?
I'm here, girly. I haven't lost you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, all of a sudden, you just went out in my microphone. So please continue. Pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. So really, for driving down a public road in an expression of free speech, flying Trump flags off of our vehicles next to the Biden bus that was also campaigning with signage on their vehicles, we are now getting sued by the occupants of the Biden bus because they say they perceive that to be an attempt to intimidate blacks and minorities from voting. So they're suing us under the Ku Klux Klan law of 1871, claiming that they're fighting voter intimidation against MAGA extremists that are equivalent to domestic terrorists.
Wow. That's quite a stretch. Yeah. So it's not that they were offended, but so you were intimidating somebody from voting, but it wasn't voting day, and this had nothing to do with voting. It had to do with campaigning, right?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it really was just a free speech exercise. We weren't working for the campaign team. We weren't, you know, on the clock. We were just some locals here in our town that thought that it would be fun to go out with flags in our vehicles, like hundreds of thousands of people were doing in 2020, whether in cars or on boats. But like y'all may have seen the segment on Tucker Carlson earlier this month, where there's a gentleman now facing 10 years of prison time for posting memes during the 2020 election that now the DOJ rules could have interfered with voter opinions. So they're saying that
are we not allowed to try to persuade anymore? You can't try and persuade people. I thought that was the American way, right?
That's what they do. They sure do. Hmm. And honestly, again, it's a free speech matter yet again that the left says what you can and can't say. And they're weaponizing the law system against Americans to try to control the narrative. And it is starting to affect more and more people. Huh.
Well, and yet on social media, we've found out that they actually censored opinions they didn't like through the Twitter files and others. They actually are censoring opinion and free thought. But I guess that's what they do. They accuse their opponents of doing what they do. So where does the lawsuit stand now?
Well, after months of trying to get the lawsuit dismissed, to no avail, we have an Obama-appointed judge that ruled we'd go to trial by jury in federal court, even though they have not met the requirements for using this law against us. The judge approved a gag order where the plaintiffs requested that we're not able to disclose information that they turn over, like cell phone records or email communications, so on and so forth. Basically, anything that would vindicate us and expose their lies and their fabrication, we're not able to discuss with the public. Our court date is scheduled for December 11th, 2023, nearly 3.5 years after driving next to the Biden bus. They have added a couple of more defendants to this lawsuit on the very last day of the statute of limitations, which was a 2-year time frame. So they, essentially on the very, very last day, attacked more Americans that they've now sucked into this, which is extremely draining emotionally, financially. We have tapped.
And what did they do? What did those Americans do, according to the lawsuit?
They're accusing them of doing the same thing that we did, but basically took their time to add them. So they started with us and put a placeholder for John and Jane Doe's. And at the very last day of that.
I keep losing you. I don't know what's going on. Art, we are having a dropping out of sound here. Art? Something's going on with my...
Try again.
Okay. Yeah. Art, give me a call after the program. I need to discuss this with you. I need to find out if it's my end or not. We're going to do our best to try to get through the rest of this show here. Go ahead, Joey Lynn.
I'm continue. Sorry that keeps happening, Karen.
That's okay. I don't think it's your fault.
Okay. So, you know, it's further abusive in nature the way that they waited till the last minute to add more people who maybe thought they would have been in the clear. These people would have been present that day with us. Many times were asked, well, why are you the ones getting sued?
I have no sound. I'm sorry. I think we might have to end the interview right now because I cannot hear Joey Lynn. So Art, is Joey Lynn being heard on the air? Because I don't have her.
Her call is completely gone.
Her call is gone. Okay. Well, there you go. It's been a while, Art, right? Since we've had any kind of technical problems like that where people just drop off. I don't know why that is. I'm not even going to speculate. But I think we're finding these kind of stories happening more and more. And I think that was Joey Lynn's point, is that suddenly dissent of any kind is being criminalized. That is part of the communist playbook, to criminalize dissent, as if you are required to think, behave, and speak in a certain way, or you need or ought to be punished. No less than Bill Maher has been talking about this, that in times of Mao, people were indoctrinated to agree or disagree in a certain way, or they were punished. Gosh, it's heartbreaking. You'd think that people had better things to do than to punish people who merely disagree and who fly a flag that opposes you. This is questionable. Art, I am being heard, correct? Because I hear a dead zone.
Yep,
and I'm
you
not
are
sure.
on
so,
the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. So, very good. Well, I guess with our 5 minutes left, I'll go back. It's always good to be over-prepared, and I am. So, here we go. So, something that I did not, and thank you to Joey Lynn for being on the program. We wish her well. Her and her husband. I don't know what's going on there, but look her up, Joey Lynn Maceros. You can look her up and find out more about what's going on. So it was a civil suit, not a criminal suit, and it looks like the suit continues. Nevertheless, did you hear about the Grammys the other day? Not just Madonna, because Twitter was full of comments about how horrible Madonna looked. I don't like to criticize too much people's looks because I think, well, here's a joke. It's superficial. It's superficial. But what I was shocked by, and I didn't watch it, and it looks like the Grammys have a lower viewership than ever before. It delivered a catastrophic rating of 12.4 million viewers. 4 million viewers on national TV. I don't know. Maybe it's good for them to be out there because it featured a satanic worship song called Unholy, which Madonna introduced. Now, this in your face. Oh, and Madonna also characterized this group, a group I am not familiar with, as being courageous and you great little rebels out there for bucking the system. First of all, I don't think it's rebellious or courageous to do a satanic worship song on the Grammys. I think it's quite popular and you get cheered for doing that. And when I saw it, people were being cheered for doing that. Now, if you really wanted to be courageous, let me just ask, how rebellious is it to be a Satan worshiper in Hollywood? Really? Honestly? One thing to be evil, but then to congratulate yourself for having the courage to be evil. Wow. That's chutzpah, Yiddish meaning real gall. So courage would be required if you were a Christian, a Trump supporter, or a Joey Lynn, or somebody else who's unapologetic about their opinions. Having an opinion should not be criminal in the United States of America. Simply having an opinion. Now, that would require courage. But because I am not for the censorship of ideas, even ideas that I cannot stand and dislike, I think it's probably a good idea if they want to be out there worshiping Satan, let them. And by the way, let me make one quick theological comment. It doesn't matter what you think about Satan, whether Satan exists, the devil exists or not. I am not a Christian, and it doesn't matter. If you've got people who are worshiping evil and thinking that is really good to lie, cheat, and steal and do dastardly deeds to your fellow men and to God knows what else, worship evil, then it doesn't really matter whether you think it exists or not, Satan himself. Evil exists when people elevate it. That's my feeling, okay? So let's not censor and ban any ideas, except perhaps very important to protect children from pornography and sexual material, because, gee, we've been doing that for decades, unless you want to make all X-rated movies available to children, which is what the left wants to do on our public library shelves. Anyway, it was easy to eat up that few minutes with yet another rant or a spouting off. I'll be back with you on Thursday with more spouting off. And please stand up, speak out, say what's truly on your mind, and spout off.